Simen Kuf Nun Test Halacha Zayin. Kol Bedikos Elu, all these Bedikos, Ben Behefsek Taharabim, but Shivas Yimei Nikiyim, both of the Hefsek Tahara and of the Shivas Yimei Nikiyim. Tzrichim Lios Bebega Pishnim Lovin Yashin has to be performed with a clean white linen cloth that is used, not new. She should not use a linen cloth that's new, since it is somewhat rough and may cause injury or skin irritation. Geffen, or with cotton, with clean, soft wool. She has to insert it deeply into all creases and crevices, until the point that's reached by the male member. Vatira, she then takes it out and has to inspect it and see whether or not there's any reddish color or any other questionable color. If it's impossible to insert it that deep, she should perform the bedika by inserting as deeply as she's capable. But it is desirable that at least one bedika during the shivas yimei nikiyim should be done deeply. The point that would be reached. I apologize about that. To the point that should be reached, by the male member. V'tzarach kol ish lamas ish. Every man is required to teach his wife. Din habdikas halachas abadikas. Ki harbi in and yodes, because many do not know them. V'sul shabagim kadas hanisuyim, and when besulois who perform the bedikas before the wedding, yivdik gam kain kafikoycham have shari. They should also perform the bedika by inserting the cloth as fully as they can. Halacha ches. Habadikas rechus yol lar hayayim. The inspection of the bedika has to be performed in daylight. V'lo yol ar aner, not by the light of a candle. V'yeshan chmir and tzomar machmar afilo b'di'evet, even b'di'evet, and invalidate the 7 clean days if the bedikas were not inspected in the light of day. V'lo yehoyse lechal pachas, if there was not at least bedika achas b'yam rishon, one in Bedika on the first day, Bedika Achas Ben Yamashri, and one on the seventh day, or Hayom in daylight. Halacha Tas. In Matzah Kesem, if a woman found the blood stain that makes her tame, we may see her as Nikiyim during the 7 you make Nikiyim. Oh, yeah, Fila Rasa Dam Mamash, or she actually had a period. Yechayel Hasek Betayra, she may perform a Hasek Tar, Veloba Shilvanim, and wear white Begadim. Gambi Yamzah, even on that day. As long as she performed the Hafsek Tahara before Bein HaShemashos, the beginning on the following day, she begins to count another 7 days. The 5-day wait is counted from the first day that she became Aser to her husband, not from the beginning of the current period. Therefore, in a case where she had been Aser to her husband for more than 5 days due to her Nida status, there's no need to wait 5 days again if she had another period. However, if she simply did not have relations in the previous 5 days, not due to any Isser, she must still observe the 5-day period. If she was ushered to her husband for another reason, let's say she had a period at the end of the day on Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, or at the end of the day of her vest, or when one of them was sitting Shiva, when relations are not allowed, a halachic shala should be asked. However, in a case that there was no actual Isser, such as when she's not allowed to have relations with her husband due to a medical condition, or if one of them was out of town, the 5 days have to be counted only from the time when she was halachically ushered to her husband. In such a case, a meich dachuk may be halachically required in this situation.